Welcome back. Now, inside of your email area, you're going to have email settings. And whenever you start sending broadcast emails or sequenced emails, they're going to use the emails that you have in this setting. And so you're going to want to have emails that will help you to get your mail delivered. Typically, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to have your email to match your verified sending domain. And so if you don't have an email within your email settings that you'd like to have appear in your email address, what you're going to do is to go inside of your cPanel or control panel. What you're then going to do is to come into your email accounts. You're then going to create an email. You're then going to want to create the username that you want. You're going to want to give that email a password. You're then going to click Create. Now you are going to want to hold that box open, because now what you're going to do is you're going to go back to ConvertKit and add the new email. And what you're going to do is click Add from Address. You're going to write in the name and then the new email address. You're then going to want to click Add. You'll then want to check the email box for the email address that you just added. You're then going to refresh your email. You'll then see your verify email address. You'll then want to click the verify your email. Your new address is now confirmed and ready to be used as your sending address. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.